Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Fenton Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 22nd, 2016. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. And if you don't get me there, I don't call you back. For an emergency, you can call my cell phone number, which is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find the updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, email address, and our mailing address at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And if you just want audio archives and you don't want no news or any of the other stuff, try messiahsbranch.com. I think you'll like it. Anyway, check out also branch.podomatic.com, as that's our major archive. These are all smartphone friendly. In fact, at branch.podomatic.com, they have an iPhone app and an Android app. So go ahead and look at that. Go over there and have a look. I also challenge you to share these programs with at least two or three other people. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service and email with your return address and or your phone number to call you back. These requests will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your request with no solicitations for donations or anything. Now, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, so pray about supporting airtime. And I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide, people listening in places like Bonn, Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, South Africa, São Paulo, Brazil, Paris, France, Westminster in London, UK, Oslo, Norway, and of course, cities right here in the good old USA, such as Denver, Colorado, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Portland, Oregon, Chandler, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, Toledo, Ohio, New Orleans, Louisiana, Plano, Texas, in fact, all over Texas, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcasts later on tonight. So you folks over there in Wichita, you don't have an excuse to drop in and see what we do. Now, prayer. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will. And, Father, I just pray that you give everyone ears out there in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Riots in American cities and the powers that be call it the new normal, without even seeing that most riots are being paid for, yes, paid for by the globalist world elite such as George Soros, who claim to own people like Hillary Clinton. And they certainly did own Obama, as it's so easy to track. But that's another radio program. The Muslim mayor of London said in a large city, we should expect terrorist attacks. In other words, a new normal. In France, they also call it the new normal. The elites of the world want it that way in order to make a globalist society. This election will really decide the fate of America and possibly the world. So, yes, I say over and over, the world is in great turmoil. And most just don't get it, but we are in that time of the end. In the midst of all this, true believers in Yeshua struggle to follow him and not the world. They warn others and comfort others, giving a place of peace, of safety around them. They get a little support and struggle, but faith makes them go on, even when they have nothing. Today, we're going to talk about a place of peace in Wichita, Kansas. Yes, I'm talking about the Messiah's Branch Mission Church. And now, I want to welcome my other half, the unseen person, at least to the media, the person who really is the glue Yeshua uses to keep things together with our family and our mission church. She's sitting right here beside me. So I welcome now my other half, my life partner. We'll just call her Mom. Her name's Linda. Welcome, Mom.
Hi.
Hello. You're smiling.
Your little entry there brought tears to my eyes.
Well, why would it bring tears to your eyes, dear?
It's just such a struggle. Everything's a struggle.
Well, what do you mean? That's why I brought you on. I brought it on because I see the struggle in your face. Tell us about it. What do you mean?
It's just so hard to do anything with nothing, and I know you're supposed to have faith that you're going to have it, but it's so hard when it's not there and you can't do what you need to do when you have nothing to do it with.
Well, you know, we've been doing this this is our 17th year.
And I know, and we did it by faith from the beginning, but it just seems like it's getting harder and harder and harder to do.
Yes, absolutely it is. You know, after Obama came into office, about the same time he came into office, we had the economy crash about the same time. But, well, some say that he's responsible or not responsible. The crash was due to other people prior to his presidency, but he did nothing to really help the economy. And so it's getting worse and worse out there, isn't it?
Yeah, you can use our newsletter as an example of we haven't had the money to do it. When that fell, that's about when everything, it's just been so hard to, there's no finances to do. I can't pay the bills. There's bills that just, I don't know what to do about. You can't pay something you don't have to pay with. So well, I've been struggling at church to feed the people. I don't have the money it takes to run on. I just do it because I know I'm going to make it through it. The Lord's going to do it somehow, some way. Somebody will bring what I need or it'll just be there. I don't know how it happens. It just happens.
Well, let's talk about the newsletter for a minute. Well, folks, clear back in the 90s, we started a newsletter, a mail-out newsletter, and it had prophecy things in it and news articles, a lot of stuff like what I do on our website now, but it went out personally to a lot of people, and these people supported us very, very strongly. But then it got more expensive and more bills, and that newsletter supported our mission church. And
pretty much. Nobody donated around in Wichita at all with the newsletter.
It was the newsletter. So it was people. So it's always been people outside of Kansas that did the major support of our ministry, you know, absolutely. And
well, recently, in the last couple years, we've got a couple pretty good supporters that live right in Wichita, though.
Well, amen. I can only think, I don't know who the second person, well, we have one that came for a little while when I was doing radio. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
There was one that was, after I did radio for a while with Stan Johnson that came in and was donating some money, but I haven't seen him. Basically, he quit coming when I quit doing radio with Stan.
I remember that.
And then we had a ministry that was helping us, especially around Thanksgiving and Sukkot time, but there's reasons why we haven't seen him in over a year. But then we have another fellow that Mom calls her Yes Man that comes in.
My Yes Man.
Your Yes Man.
My superhero.
Your superhero. She's calling you a superhero. I know you're listening. And he helps. But really, on the overall score of things, while those are good supporters when they come in, it's not near enough to do what we do.
No, it's not.
Especially when we're helping Wichita people, you know. So what's different than us than the agencies? Why should people come to us?
The agencies, you have to have ID. You have to prove, here's a good one, you have to prove that you're homeless. You know, that's, here's an eye waterer if you want one. We just been told by several of the women that are coming to me and asking me if we're going to have a shelter, because the lady that runs Interfaith Inn is not going to do a woman's shelter this year because they refused to help Queen and volunteer last year. So they're out in the cold. She's just going to fund a man's shelter. There's no place for the women to go March through, or November through March. They're out. There's no women's overflow this year.
So that means women will be out in the cold. That shows you the uncaring attitude. Now, let's go with this. Parsi, she said she won't do it. Well, but you know what? That's, you have to throw the city into this, because they get a large grant. They used to get, I think, it used to be about $33,000. I heard that it went up. I don't know, but the city used to pay them for those months about $33,000 just to open a door and have a bed. That's all. Just to have from about 6 in the evening till 6 in the morning a bed, a place for them to lay their head. So I don't know how that'll work out, but Interfaith in Wichita is the one that controls that.
And the past 2 years, the year before, I think there was 23 women that was in the shelter, and then last year there was 27 at one point. That wasn't all year, but for the whole month, but there was at the peak of the coldness, there was 27 women that needed the shelter. But there's women with children that need a shelter just to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. We see women all. There's the unseen thing in Wichita. I call it their dirty little secret, so to speak. In Wichita, Kansas, if a woman goes homeless tonight, there's just no shelter for them. You go to one of the women's shelters, and most 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 10 or 99.99999 out of 1,000, whatever, only a rare occasion is there a bed open. And if you ask them, or if you send the news media over to ask them about it, they'll say, well, we're full, but, there's other shelters in town, and between all of us, we're helping everybody. It's a bold-faced lie. So the agencies don't tell the truth to the news media, at least. Now, maybe some of the workers in the agencies will tell the truth, but if they caught telling the truth, something that's contrary to the agency policy, then they'll get in trouble. That's why those people, those workers in those agencies do tell the folks that, hey, look, we may not have been able to help you, but go over here to Pastor Dan's. It's Messiah's Branch, but they call it Pastor Dan's. Go over there to Pastor Dan's. Sometimes there's miracles come out of there, and go over there, and they can probably help you.
Yeah, because really the Lord's been putting it on my heart. I guess if nobody's going to do anything, I'm going to have to be living at the shelter, living at the mission from November to March, and I don't know how I can do that when everybody here needs me. I'm just really torn up right now. I don't know what to do.
Well, the biggest problem with that is that we don't have the money here's the point. Being over there and doing that costs a lot of money, I know. We would need a donation of $3,000 or $4,000 just to pay on the extra bills and all the extra expenses. That would be separate from everything that we get right now in order to run an overflow for the next, from November or whenever it starts to freeze, because it's not freezing out yet, but whenever it starts to freeze until it quits freezing, and we don't. Go ahead, back to you.
Well, our guideline that we used for going over in the past, before they did the overflow shelters, was if it dropped below 40, then we went and opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that place packed wall to wall where you couldn't even step over, which was a fire hazard, but nobody said anything because we was helping the homeless, and all the cops in that neighborhood have a good relationship with us. Matter of fact, when something does flare up and you call the police, they say, oh, Pastor Dan can't handle that.
Well, the police act like we're almost invisible, and they've told me the time, they say, we like to let you handle it. That way, there's no police report, he said, but we haven't seen anything you haven't been able to handle. But I can think of one instance. I actually got him there one time. There was a drunken Indian out in the parking lot waving a knife around, and I started to go out there and deal with him, and I thought, come on, I think I'm a little too old to go deal with a crazy Indian with a knife. And so I did call the police, and I got him there quick, and And they even scratch their heads, act like, well, how, Pastor Dan, how come you didn't go out there and deal with it? You know, come on, I'm 61 and I may be in really good shape, but I don't feel like wrestling around with a drunken Indian with a knife. What do you think?
I'm glad you let the police take care of it.
Yeah, amen. That's really funny. But for the most part, Mom, you know, I called it a place of peace and safety. Why would I call it that?
Because that's what it is.
Explain to the people.
And the spirit's there. And just, I don't know. It's just peaceful there. It's like when you go there, it's just, you don't want to leave. It's just peaceful.
Well,
I can tell you what, the spirit is there that my grandson, who is, 7 months old, when he comes in, he's all happy, laughing, jiggles, you know, good mood. You say leave or home, and he just completely starts throwing a fit. You would not believe. He does not want to leave the church. Never wants to leave. He's always glad to be there, but never wants to leave.
Yeah, there's that certain peace there. You know, absolutely. You were telling that to the yes man. You said that to the yes man the other day. You told him that it was the safest place
that I like to go to. Yeah, it is the safe haven.
Yeah, amen. But, you know, because it's the Father's place, and you know, we're talking and we say, well, Pastor Dan. Well, you know, the name of the place is Messiah's Ranch, and it's the Mission Church. But that's the people have nicknamed me Pastor Dan. And so if you ask the people on the street, you know, you go to Messiah's Ranch, they probably scratch their head and wonder what you're talking about, especially the agencies. But if you say, hey, you go to Pastor Dan's.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows it. I said you're the glue, but give us a little bit of a rundown. What do you do when you get there? What's your job besides just being chief mom?
Well, hold the place together. No, I organize everything, and because everything is so tight, it's got to be figured out what we're making for dinner with just usually all I have is the meat. We have to buy the bread. Every day we go, we have to buy the bread. Well, I've got a good place now to get the eggs for 67. They go between 58 and 73 cents a dozen. So I can afford the eggs again, and I buy them by the case, 15 dozen in a case. So we've got plenty of eggs, but the bread became a problem because corporate office told Subway they couldn't give us bread anymore, which I'm fixing to call corporate office on because I found a place that they do give the bread to, so it's another food bank in another county, and so I keep struggling with that, but I'm going to be an advocate for the Wichita poor, and I'm going to call them and say, why can't we get the bread when you're letting another city in another county get the bread? What's the difference? A food bank in another county or the homeless getting sandwiches?
Right. And here's another one. I know, hey, this is something that amazes me, Mom. I can see, I can't tell right now on live radio how many people are listening to me. There's no way to do that. We're going out on satellite and on an FM station, and we're also going out live on the internet. I have no way to know how many people's listening. But through our podcast site, Podomatic site that we have to pay about $300 or $400 it went up to this year. It was going to go up to $600, but they blessed us and gave us this year on last year's prices. But the point is, because they wanted to bless the Mission Church, but here's the point. When it goes over to that, it gives me a Google Map thing that I can see where people listen to us on radio.
That's how you knew Wichita had the most listeners.
Yeah, on podcasts. And so Wichita, Kansas, you have the most listeners, you know. And so, you know, as many people who are over there in Wichita, you know, you should really pray about supporting what they do or tell your church about us and see what we do. Because we do things that the agencies don't do. And that's what I think we ought to talk about for a minute. First aid. Agencies don't do first aid. They don't give over counter medications. What do?
We give them Tylenol. Well, we like to give them either Advil or Motrin is what we'd like to give. But occasionally we have people that donate the Tylenol, but we only give out four at a time so they can have two now and two later. We don't want anybody taking too much or anything. So we'll, if they ask for pain medicine, we'll give them a few of those, and cough syrup, we'll give them a whole bottle of cough syrup or a box of stuff that you get from the Dollar Tree. That's when we have it available. We haven't even had that available for the little wallet. We have had Motrin and Advil, but the other stuff, we haven't had hygiene medicines and stuff, and, you know, toothpaste. And we've got plenty of toothbrushes. We had a dentist donate us a big old box, and I think he's a dentist in Wichita, too. I don't want to mention names, but he knows who he is, and we still have about a half a box of those toothbrushes, but we don't have toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
We don't have soaps and shampoos. I have them asked for me all the time. But right now, they're asking for blankets, and we don't have any way to get those anymore. We were getting government blankets, and that's a long story, probably another whole program, but we need blankets. That's what they're asking for. And there was a woman that came to me just Tuesday. The police kicked her out of her house because she called them. Somebody was breaking in. It was her mom's house. It was a long story short. They kicked her out of her house. And so when her Social Security, she just won, came, they returned it because she didn't live there. And so all of her back pay check was right behind that, and it went back. So because it went back, she has to wait for Social Security to redo everything, and so she's under the bridge with her 21-year-old daughter, and they have nowhere to go, and she asked me where they could go. There's no shelters. They're living under a bridge. I didn't even have blankets to give the lady, and I felt really bad, but I didn't have any way to help her.
Okay, listen to that, Wichita. You know, maybe you're afraid to come down to the Mission Church because of the bad neighborhood that we're in, but you could even call us. We could come and pick up the blankets. You could talk to your churches. You folks in Wichita could do something. These are your neighbors, like this woman. She's not a drunk. She's not an alcoholic. She's somebody with her 21-year-old daughter, and she's living under a bridge, and she's going to be victimized. You can almost bet on that if they don't both disappear. So you need to pray about it. You need to pray about it real strong. Our website for the Wichita Mission Church is wichitahomeless.com. That's wichitahomeless.com. But you can find all that information out through prophecyhour.com. Now, if you wish to make a donation, you can send a check by money order, or you can to our address, which you also find. It's at 900 South Broadway. But pray about it. Listen up. And you folks in Wichita, share this program with others. And, Mom, you're going to stay here, aren't you?
Well, I suppose I can stay for a little while.
Well, she'll be back in the second half. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, please remember to pray about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Pray about it, and I'm not going to go into the normal commercial that I do, because this whole program today is about the Wichita Mission Church, and I have a great guest here, my other half, my wife, and practically everybody just calls her mom. But remember, folks, we are our brother's keepers, and we are responsible to care one for another. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If pray about it. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com or call me at 620-878-4682, and my lovely wife will call you back if you just say it's about a donation, and she'll call you back, or I will if need to be. But now we're back with my lovely wife. Well, should I call you Linda? That sounds strange.
That sounds funny coming from you.
Well, you know, it's been Mom for so long.
You don't usually call me Linda unless you're upset at me.
Unless I'm upset at you. Well, I'm trying to get your attention.
Or, yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's funny. So, but how about at the Mission Church? What do they call you at Mission Church?
Most of them call me Mom, but a few of them call me Sister Linda.
Yeah. So true. The way they act with the mom and dad, well, they call me Pastor Dan. I get a lot of that dad stuff.
A lot, yes.
And they bring babies and say, here's your grandchild. And I'm going, really? You know? I'm okay. But that's the kind of how do you describe the atmosphere? More of a home type atmosphere?
Yeah, it's like coming home.
Right. The Messiah's Branch Mission Church is like our second home.
Yeah, it is our second home.
And we love to spend time there. And in fact, there was a fellow now, and he listens to radio too, and he's in Wichita.
Well, it is our life. We do everything we do for the church, so it is our life.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's the fact. Everything we do. Radio, and people may not realize it, but radio, when radio was first started, what I saw about radio, and I won't name the person that gave me the money to make the deposits to get on American Voice Radio, but the whole idea was that if I could do a good enough radio program, that the radio listeners would support the Wichita Mission Church. So, actually, well, I love to warn the people, and I really love interviewing different guests from all over, and I do have a great variety, but the point is though, it was really created to support the Wichita Mission Church.
Right. You did shortwave for a lot of years before you did this radio.
3 years. Well, I started that in 2001, right after 9/11, and it wasn't because of 9/11. It was because of R.G. Stair to expose the false prophet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on radio. I just stopped doing shortwave radio when I got the offer to come on AVR, about when they first started.
Right.
And so we've been on AVR since 2004.
Oh, so we've been on there a while.
Yeah, we've been on. Yeah, we've been putting up with our producer Frank for quite some time.
Oh well, that's not hard to do.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. No, Frank's a good guy. In fact, Frank's going to bless us next week. We've been doing a series of programs. We've done two so far about America. Is it a God's country or an evil empire? And Frank's been enlightening us on it, you know, giving both things. And so next week, folks, expect Frank. He'll be on at, I think, 5 p.m. Central. I'll let you know later in the week.
Do I get to answer that question?
Yeah, you can answer all you want.
It's an evil empire.
It's an evil empire. Well, there you have it. I guess we can just stop the series. Mom says it's an evil empire, and if she says it, it must be.
What do you say, Frank?
Yeah, well, he can't talk.
Oh, he can't talk.
Well,
okay.
He can't join our conversation. And,
okay, yeah. Well, he can tell me later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, back to the church. Yes,
yeah, back to the church.
If you pray about it and the Lord puts it on your heart to help, we sure could use it.
We were just before we went to break, we started talking about remodel. We moved into this church at least 9 years ago, I think it was, and here's the point. We didn't. We just work, and you know, of course, we clean every week and everything. But recently, a fellow that's in our congregation, his brother died, and he got a small settlement from his brother, and he said, "Well, you know, he wanted to give the church a facelift, so to speak." And so we went into it, and he spent a lot of money. In fact, he spent over three-quarters of the money that it was given to him by his dead brother on the Mission Church. And while we didn't get it finished, What are we lacking now? We're
well, we pour. What I thought I could do is.
Don't you just lay that train?
I had somebody that said they knew how to lay tile. Well, then I had two people say that they knew how to lay tile. And a couple of years I've been wanting to pull all the carpet out because of everything getting spilled on it and everything. And is in the hallways, in the hallway, in both the hallways and in the main room where the telephone is. But anyway, we got all the carpet pulled out of there, and they started to lay the tile, and it bubbled, and it was terrible, and so we had to pull it. Then we had to strip all the glue. Then I said, stop, no more. And so he just put down a thin layer of concrete, and it's not finished yet, but I'd like to get it finished someday.
Well, especially things out, you know, this will take us into another conversation, but we really need to get it finished. We need somebody that can lay tile or that would donate a floor covering for it and maybe even come in and do it. Because, you know, I'm 61 years old. Well, I'm in great physical shape. I have problems with my hands that I can't use my hands very well. And Mom, she can't get on the floor and do it. We could even use some labor to do it. If one of you folks in Wichita, and we're not talking about a huge, less than 100 foot of hallway by a long shot, to do, if you would maybe bless us and want to do that, get a hold of us, 316-619-4886.
If I remember, I think it's a 10 by 14 hallway. Two 10 by 14 hallways and then the other little one by your office.
Right, right. And so, you know, that would be a way that people in Wichita can bless us. And why, though? We really critically need to get this done because there's something special coming up that happens every year, and that we have the most people there, and the people love it the most. What am I talking about?
And we need help then, too, Thanksgiving. If you want to cook a turkey and bone it and bring it by, or make some dressing and bring it by, or make a cake or a pie or anything, if you want to bring something, prepare it and drop it off, we will serve it out. That's the biggest day of the year, and we serve Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. That's our, this will be our 17th Thanksgiving with the people.
Yeah, amen. And let's backtrack a minute. Thanksgiving's a good holiday, but didn't we love home Thanksgiving before that?
Yes, and 2000 was our first one, so this would be our 18th.
No, 2000. Let's not go back through all
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yes, we used to do it at home, but no, we do it at church every year.
Right. Well, folks, like a lot of you, we loved it. Thanksgiving is always one of my favorite holidays. Man, all the leftovers and stuff, and you pig out, and you get to go to sleep in your own home, watch TV. We never much was a football family, but in the mission church, we let them watch football. But we eat and pig out just like most Americans. Love Thanksgiving, time for family and everything. We loved it. But we figured that the homeless, well, they're people too. That's how we tell people things. They, well, what do the homeless need? Well, the homeless need what you need. So they like the holidays that you like. And Thanksgiving is such about love and family and thankfulness to the Father. And so we decided to give up our home Thanksgiving and do our Thanksgiving there. So anybody that wants to do Thanksgiving with us, you know, they come there to do it.
And when we could get blankets, we'd have sleepovers. We'd do Thanksgiving, then we'd sleep over, and then I'd feed that day, too, and they'd get TV both days, all day.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, folks, in fact, if you go to WichitaHomeless.com or go to my YouTube site, which you can find a link to it off of PropsyHour.com or go to WichitaHomeless.com, you can find a link to some of the videos that the news media showed up for a number of years, every year in a row, and we haven't seen them in a couple of years. And I haven't called them because, you know, I'm not real happy with the news media because I always tell, they interview me for an hour or 30 minutes or something, and then it goes down to 2 minutes, and they don't say anything about the problems, just, oh, what a great job these people were doing, and blah, blah,
and then
blah.
They twist what you do say and not say what you said and make it out something you didn't say anyway.
Right. So the news media, and that's a perfect example of media. That's why we do talk radio, Mom. Talk radio, they're getting the truth. Right now what we're saying is going out on satellite. It's being recorded in different places on the net. It's all over international. and this is uncensored. There's nobody that's censoring us, and so it's going out. This is talk radio. This is real talk radio. And this is where you want to go, folks. If you're tired of not hearing the truth, check out some of the other programs at AmericanVoiceRadio.com. They talk about not religious things, but they talk about a lot of current events and things, but check it out. But back to that. So Thanksgiving, really looking forward to it, huh?
Yes, sir. That's one of my favorite days. And the holy one is Sukkot.
Yeah, amen, Kevin. We'll talk about Sukkot in a minute, but I want to go back to Thanksgiving. So we serve Thanksgiving. How many people? What's the...
The most we've did is about 130.
About 130. But wait a minute. You serve Thanksgiving dinner 2 days in a row. What's up with that?
Well, I got to do something with all the food, right? And if I run out on the second day, I've been known to make something to feed everybody that comes if I don't have enough leftovers.
Well, mostly, always, what we're talking about, it seems how I can't get her to explain it, we serve basically Thanksgiving 2 days in a row.
Right.
We serve the major meal where everybody gets to go through the line and pick out what they want and everything, and they put it on their plates. And then the second day, Friday, then we make the plates, and the plates are served to them. Well, how come we serve plates? Why don't we always make them come through the line?
Because that's what we've always did, serve the people.
We serve the people. Believe me, they like to be waited on, but why shouldn't we? You know, why shouldn't we? We are there. We serve people, and therefore we serve God, because that's what it's about, you know? Amen?
Amen. And I'd just like to throw out there, if anybody has tried to call the Mission Church number, it says that the phone is no longer in service, but that is not true, because the phone is in service. You can call out, you just can't call in. And I haven't had time to call and check it and see what's up with that, but it's been that way for about 6 months.
Well, isn't that bill pretty far behind?
Oh, yeah, it's doubled and it's fixing to triple, but I can't do anything about that, so...
Yeah, now we're talking about phone and internet, and, you know, it's critical that we have internet at the Mission Church, so that's just one of the bills that's behind, don't you? Now, so that's about, what, that roughly what?
It's phone, internet, and the basic TV channel for so they can get the news, and it's $167 a month for all three.
For all three, so we're talking about...
Right now it's $315.
$315, and another one's coming due, so almost $500. What about the gas bill over there?
It's got a shut off for the 26th at $106, but we don't want to go into all those.
That's no, we're not going to go into all those, but we're going to go into that one. So it's $106, but is that the total of the bill?
Yes, that's how much it is.
So we need it. So there's another $106. Basically, now she's. I'm looking over here at her, and she's, you know, about to get upset. So we won't go too deep into that, but I can tell you right now, that's what she's worried about. And,
we're
you know,
red.
She's fussing over, and we're trying to get things caught up so that we can, you know, go into Thanksgiving and go into the, we usually do pull out of the summer slump, but this year we didn't pull out of the summer slump in donations. We were still in a slump, but let's go with this. So we need a couple of $1,000 right now in order to catch up all the leftover summer bills and things and to make my wife smile instead of frown, but so pray about it. I know you don't mostly think, well, that's more money than I got, but if everybody or a lot of folks would just donate a little bit or $100 a piece, you know, that would add up quick. To get $2,000, we'd only have to have 20 people donate $100. And, you know, but it's so hard. People just don't want to donate to the homeless, you know. And some of the ridiculous donations that we've been offered over the year. I mean, I even had by some local ministers call me up and offer me, said, hey, Pastor Dan, man, we're getting ready to slaughter a cow over here. And I thought, well, cool, we're going to donate some meat. And they go, well, we just thought you might want the guts. Really? You know, when you give to the poor, if you folks out there understand Torah and you read Torah, you'll find out that there's provisions given for the fathers, people, for the poor over and over. We're not even supposed to glean our fields all the way. There's always been a provision made for the poor. And when you give to the poor, that's like lending unto God. That's what the scripture says. And so you're supposed to give the first of your blessing, first of your increase. That goes to the potter. You say, well, I give 10% to the church. That's great. But what does your church do with the money? Is your church that just builds a big, taller, bigger building and you're not teaching your Torah and they're not opening the Bible and teaching you the Bible or teaching you about the end times and you're giving them 10%? Then that's the money that goes to God and it is not going to the Father. And so you need to be cautionary about where you send your money. The place that you give it to should be feeding, should be caring or supporting somebody that's feeding and caring for the poor. They should have an open door policy for the poor to come in and not segregate them to a specific little place to praise and worship, you know, separate from the rest of the group like so many do.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, a donation, you know. I do expect you to give in your own areas. And a lot of people say, well, Pastor Dan, why do you tell them, first, you need money so bad, but then you tell them, well, you really need to give closest to you first. I strongly believe that. That's what you should do. And actually, charity starts right at the very closest point is with your own family. Right. That's where charity starts first because it isn't right that if you have a way to help others, but you're not helping your family and somebody else has to come in and help your family, you should help your family first. That
right.
should be the start of charity, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And always family first.
Then from family, going out, and it's the same way with salvation. You know, you got to minister to your family, and then you go to people close out to you. I'm all for people that have missions overseas and everything, but people that send people overseas, you know, they should also make sure that they're doing something here.
Starts at home.
Yeah, it starts at home. And so, you know, that's why I keep going back to Wichita. You know, Wichita, we're taking care of your people. They're your neighbors. And so you folks should be doing something. But really, pray about it. And so you other folks that are listening are regular. I got a lot of folks that I am thankful for radio because we have a lot of people that listen to us now on radio. We have people that donates to radio. By donating to radio, they donate to the homeless. Okay, what are you looking at that? Oh, isn't God supposed to come? Okay, I got a question. It says, isn't God supposed to come before family? Well, God does come first, amen. But it is of God to take care of your family. It's in the Bible. You know, of course, God comes first with everything in our household, our family. But when you talk about charity and giving to others, you're giving to God by helping others. It's of God. It's of the Bible. If you read your Bibles, folks, it's of the Bible to give to your family first. Yeah, you're supposed to give to your local church first or whatever, the place that's nurturing you. But we're talking about charity in a sense. And so.
And Yeshua became homeless to minister to the homeless and poor.
Yeah, and that's right where he was at.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what about the neighborhood? What do you see out on the street around us? Tell them the truth.
Light poles.
Light poles? What do you mean by
well,
light poles? I'll
give you a clue of what's standing on the corner under the light poles.
Well, Mom, some people are just dumb.
Okay, prostitution is one of the oldest professions is what they say. And yes, it still thrives like you wouldn't believe on our block. On every corner. You can walk out there, and they'll be out there in the broad daylight waving down cars.
Yeah, and you know, the main one across the street, they're always yelling at me and wanting to talk to me. And I was at, imagine that. Here you go. Here can show you something about the election. I'm out on the corner talking to a black pimp that has a white old lady that's his wife, and you, believe me, you know, you think, oh, a pimp, he's really an evil guy. No, he's not really an I'm not saying I condone what they're doing, but he's a pretty nice guy for what he's doing. But it's actually his wife that runs him. You know, he's just kind of like a fixture. But anyway, I was out there on a corner talking, and this man even knows that Obama is the worst president that's been around in a while, and it did so bad for the black people, and they're voting Trump.
That couple you're talking about has been married and been together for 15 years.
Been married and together for 15 years. Wow. I didn't realize that part.
And they chase each other up and down the street with this cane and yell and scream, yes, sir, I've seen them. In,
I didn't say you did.
In their play.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't. I just said he's a pretty nice guy. He's easy to talk to. But, you know, I can talk. But there you go, too. So, you know, I talk to people on a different level. I can talk to anybody. And, you know, even if it's the worst guy out there on the street, I can go out and talk to him and break through to him.
Well, usually when you say Pastor Dan, they kind of calm down.
Well, I wouldn't know why that is.
They act up when you leave. Is Pastor Dan here? And then, yeah, that's when they act up.
Well, anyway. Our bus, has been broke down all summer long. It's really been a problem, and we were originally given $500 to do the work on it. We didn't know what it was, and my son's a real good mechanic, but this is one that even had him fooled, and we replaced a lot of things on it, and then come to find out, and mind you, we didn't have a machine to hook up. We live out here in the sticks. We found out that it is indeed, absolutely is a computer.
You guys completely replaced everything with the fuel system, right?
Yeah, all the fuel system has been replaced, and even some electronic stuff has been replaced.
Yeah.
But what it boils down to, what it was a computer.
Yeah.
We took it apart, and it had a burnt spot on it, and it was working in. So we really need that bus. It's a big part of our mission, and I'm praying that there's going to be, I need almost $200 to go pick up a computer for the bus, and then the bus will be running, and we'll be able to drive it back to Wichita.
Speaking of the bus, a while back you guys had said, oh, the bus is done. Do you want to drive it over, and I'll follow you over? I said, sure, why not? So I get in the bus, and about 10 miles down the road, put. So I pull over, and I said, you want me to keep going, or you want me to turn around and go back? Oh, we'll try a little farther. So I got about another 10 miles, and guess what? Wound up sitting all day on the side of the road. Okay, so we got it towed back to my son's house, okay? And then they got it fixed again, and my daughter-in-law wanted to go to church. I said, oh, you can ride with Dad in the bus. She goes, well, I ain't going to sit on the side of the road that broke down.
Okay. Anyway, yes, we did try different things, and it was intermittent, and that's what a computer does. It's intermittent. Sometimes it runs right, and then the next time you start it, it doesn't run right. And
right.
So it is definitely the computer. We know it. In fact, I took a computer out into Wichita and had it tested, and the computer is what absolutely is the problem. So, folks, if you want to help the mission bus, that's $200. And we really need the mission
right.
bus.
Right. They're asking for rides every time they ask, is the bus done? Is the bus done?
Right, and we give rides to the north end of the town and ride back and forth, and so it's really a critical thing. Well, Mom, you've got about a minute, and what's your final words to your folks?
Shalom. Have a very blessed Sukkot, because I probably won't be back to say Shalom Sukkot.
Yeah, amen. Anything else you want to say?
Yes, if you can help with the bills, help with the food, help in any way. I have plenty of clothing because I go twice a month to Harper, which is a four-hour drive for me to pick up clothes. But real shortly, funding support is what we need. Funding. So I can pay bills and not have to wake up with bills in my brain every morning when I wake up. The only time I don't wake up with bills in my brain is when I spend the night at the mission.
Yeah, and then the bills are there when you go home.
Yeah, and then I have to come home.
Okay. Well, folks, really, pray about supporting the Wichita Ministry Church. And, you know, I mean, we help the homeless and poor. We didn't get into that tonight, but, you know, we have not all the people are homeless there. A lot of people are people that barely keep roofs over their head. And they come in looking for food, clothing, first aid, and all kinds of things. And so pray about it. pray about it. So anyway, folks, pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Even if you're not in Wichita, any kind of donation will help. If you can do $20 or $30 a month or $100 a month, that's a big help. You can donate online or you can call me. I can tell you how you can make it an automatic donation. And you can also send it to us. So pray about it. And if you can help tonight, we could really use your help. And you folks in Wichita, play this over a couple times and see what we need. And we love you, and we're doing this because we want to warn you, and we love Yeshua, and we're serving him. We must remember, though, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua, HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing for others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that, Father, that you would bless them and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them and be gracious to them, Father, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.